We're towards the bottom of Chaf Tes Amud Beis. Okay. Tanya Kavase de Shmuel. It's around 10-15 lines up in the bottom of the page. We are in the middle of a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. What is Parshas Shkalim? Right, we have the four Parshas, Shkalim, Zachar, Parah, and HaChodesh. What is Parshas Shkalim? So Rav told us that it's the Parshas HaTamid that's found in Pinchas. We'll call that Parshas HaTamid. And Shmuel says it's the beginning of Kisisa. That happens to be what we do. We read the beginning of Kisisa, which talks about the Shkalim. Okay, so we had a discussion already last week. That's what the Amud discusses. Now the Gemara is trying to prove, or we'll start with a Braisa in support of Shmuel. Now generally we pass him like Rav, however here we pass him like Shmuel, probably because the Braisa supports. Tanya kavase d'shmol. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios b'Shabbes Korin Kisisa u'maftirin b'Yehoyada HaKohen. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, we read Kisisa. Why are you reading Kisisa? Because that is Parashas Shkalim. And the Haftorah is about Yehoyada HaKohen. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Here we have two comments about from Rav Yitzchak Nafcha.
Is the
rise
over?
Now there's two times a year where theoretically and possibly we can take out three Sifrei Torah. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha is going to tell us when those times are. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbes Motzin Shalosh Sifrei Toros. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, we take out three Sifrei Torah, v'korin b'hen. We read from all three Torahs. Echad b'inyan Rosh Yom. One is the Parshas HaShavua. Echad b'shel Rosh Chodesh. V'echad b'kisisa. Now, by the way, there's an overlap between Parshas Rosh Chodesh, what we lay in on Rosh Chodesh, is the Parshas HaTamid. Okay? Good?
So we compromise.
No, we don't compromise. We're reading Rosh Chodesh because it's Rosh Chodesh. We're reading Kisisa because that's Shkalim, because we paskin like Shmuel, and we're reading Parshas HaShavua. But if the halacha would be like Rav, we wouldn't need three Sifrei Torah. We'd only need two because we're reading Parshas Rosh Chodesh and Parshas HaTamid are one and the same.
Maybe we're supposed to read it twice.
What?
Maybe we have to read it twice, so we need three Sifrei Torah anyway.
Even if, yeah, we might read it twice, but we wouldn't need another Sifrei Torah.
Yeah, what's the point of reading twice if you don't
need
the third
time? Okay, let's see. But Amr Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shechalios B'Shabbes, Mevin, Shalosh Toros, V'Korin Bahem. Why we need three Sifrei Torah? What's special about Rosh Chodesh Teves? Anyone?
Rosh Chodesh Teves,
Hanukkah. Hanukkah, yeah. Echad B'Inyan Shel Yom, Parshas HaShavua. V'Echad B'Rosh Chodesh, V'Echad B'Chanukkah. Three Sifrei Torah. Utsricha, we need both of these comments of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Why? De'i itmar b'ho. If we only had the Chanukah comment of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. B'ho kamar Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Yitzchak says on Chanukah you need three because it's Parshas HaShavua, Chanukah Rosh Chodesh. Aval, but you might say, b'hach, kirav svirale. But you might say that really he holds like Rav, the Amar Parshas Shkolim, who says that Parshas Shkolim is what? The Tamid et Korbani Lachmi is the Tamid. And if it's the Tamid, Uvishtei Toro Sagi, it's enough to have two Sifrei Torah. You wouldn't need three. Kamash Milan, that I need the comment about from Rav Yitzchak Nafcha regarding Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbes. Ask the Gemara, V'lei Maha V'lo Boi Hach. So why do we need both? You only explain why we need the comment about... Hold on. You only explain why we need the comment from Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha regarding Rosh Chodesh Adar. But why do you need the comment about Rosh Chodesh Teves? So V'lei Maha, just say the comment about Rosh Chodesh Adar. V'lo Boihach, and I don't need the comment about Rosh Chodesh Teves. I know there's a Parshas HaShavua. I know it's Chanukah. I know it's Rosh Chodesh. I know there's three Sifrei Torah and three different Kriyas. And so why you write Chada Miklal Chaverta Itmar... One was derived from the other. We really only needed the comment by Rosh Chodesh Adar, and from Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's comment on that, so we basically extrapolated and put together his opinion about Rosh Chodesh Teves. But what we really needed was Rosh Chodesh Adar to show us that we hold like Shmuel, and we have three separate kriyas in three different places, and therefore we need Sifrei Torah. Because if three Sifrei Torah, because if we hold like Rav, and two other kriyas are from the same place, then we wouldn't need three Sifrei Torah. Yes.
What does Bahach mean?
ha, this. Leim ba, say it in this, vilo ha. Just say ha and ha is this and that. Leim ha refers to Rosh Chodesh Adar, vilo ba ha refers to Rosh Chodesh Teves. Say this one, you don't need that one.
So when it says tzricha de'i etvar baha,
that's referring to... we need both. Now the truth is that we don't really need both. It means we need Rosh Chodesh Adar to tell us that we paskin like Shmuel, not like Rav. That's what, usually tzricha means we need both. That's what Gemara says. Well, you explain why we need Rosh Chodesh Adar. Why do we need Rosh Chodesh Teves? The Gemara says, right, we don't really need Rosh Chodesh Teves. Really, he only said it by Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then we extrapolated that there's another time on the calendar where you would need three Sefer Dara, and that is Rosh Chodesh Teves.
Itma.
Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalios Bechol. So Rav Yitzchak Nafta is talking about Rosh Chodesh Teves that comes out on Shabbos. We need three Sefer Torah. What about a regular year when Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is Hanukkah, falls out during the week? Amar Rav Yitzchak. Koru Tzlasa Rosh Chodesh V'chad B'Chanukah. Three aliyahs from the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh and one from Chanukah. Rav Dimi Dimin Chayfa Amar. Koru Tzlasa B'Chanukah V'chad Rosh Chodesh. Three from Chanukah, one from Rosh Chodesh. It's three in one. What's the three and what's the one? Is it Rosh Chodesh, three Rosh Chodesh and one Chanukah, or three Chanukah and one Rosh Chodesh? Good? How are we doing, fellas? Amar of Mani, Kavosid Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Mistavra. Okay, so this Rav Yitzchak is Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and he makes sense. Why does he make sense? Because we have a rule when you have two things to do, which one comes first? Tadir Rishino Tadir Tadir Kodem, and Rosh Chodesh comes out at least 12 times a year, and Chanukah is 8 days a year, and therefore it makes sense Rosh Chodesh comes first. Rabbi Avi, no, Kavosid Rav Dimi Mistavra. Rav Dimi makes sense. Why? How many aliyahs do we have on Chanukah? Three. How many aliyahs do we have on Rosh Chodesh? Four. So mi garam the Ravi'i Shia, but who caused the fourth aliyah to be there? Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh caused the fourth aliyah to be there. Hilkach, therefore, Revi'i b'Rosh Chodesh bo'i mikri. Since the fourth aliyah is there for Rosh Chodesh, therefore, if it's logical that the fourth aliyah be the Rosh Chodesh aliyah. Ma'i havi Allah. Sometimes the Gemara is a machlokas, has a discussion about a certain topic, the Gemara will come back. Here it's a little discussion, but sometimes it's quite long, and then it comes like, what's the bottom line? You know, Rabbi, what's the bottom line? My Havi Allah. What's the deal with this thing? Rav Yosef Amar, Ein Mashkichin Rosh Chodesh. That means that Rosh Chodesh, Ein Mashkichin means we don't pay attention to Rosh Chodesh. Rashi says, last line, Lasos Iker, meaning Rosh Chodesh is not the Iker. It means only one Aliyah from Rosh Chodesh after you've done three of Chanukah. Mashkichin is we don't like pay attention to it. It means Rosh Chodesh comes last. It's less, I don't want to say less important, but less significant when we put together the Kriya Sotah. The Rabba Amar, the opposite. Ein Mashkichin B'Chanukah. We don't pay attention to the Chanukah. The Chanukah is the fourth Aliyah, and the first three are from Rosh Chodesh. The Hilchasa, the Halacha is Ein Mashkichin B'Chanukah V'Rosh Chodesh Iker. We don't pay attention to Chanukah. That means it's the fourth Aliyah. Rosh Chodesh is the Iker. And three Aliyahs from Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth one is from Chanukah. Which means Tadir Vishinu Tadir Tadir Kod.
Itmar.
It was stated. Itmar is the introduction of an Amoraic comment, as opposed to a Tanan, which is a Mishnah, Tanya is a Braisa, Tanina, right? Those forms of Tanan, Tanya, Tanina introduce Tanaitic statements, Mishnayas and Braises and Toseftas and the like. And Itmar introduces Amoran. Itmar. Chalios viviata titzaveh. Parshas Shkalim falls out in Parshas Titzaveh. Now, again, Truma Titzaveh Kisisa Vayakel Pekudeh. So, Titzaveh ends at the end of Titzaveh, which is the beginning of Kisisa. And the beginning of Kisisa is what Shmuel tells us is Parshas Shkalim. So how do you handle the situation when Parshas Shkalim falls out on Parshas Titzaveh? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Karu Shisa Viata Tetzaveh, read six aliyahs from Parshas Tetzaveh, Ad Kisisa, until you get to Kisisa, V'chad Mikisisa Ad Asisa, and V'chad one aliyah, the last aliyah you read from Kisisa, Add until the word Ve'asisa. The beginning of Parshas Kisisa until you get to the last word of the Aliyah is Ve'asisa. That's the end of Parshas Shkolim. So you're reading 6 from Tetzaveh, and then you're going right into the next parsha, which is Kisisa anyway. You don't have to move the Torah, you don't have to roll, you don't have to smooth. Right? Tetzaveh, boom, right into Kisisa. That's Rav Yitzchak Nafla's opinion. Amar Abaye. Amri, people are going to say, Ukumi Hudika Mukmi Hasam. Ukumi Hudika Mukmi Hasam. I have a rule. When you have a word with a kuf and you don't know what it means established. It's almost always true. So here, Ukumi Hudika Mukmi Hasam. People are going to establish that that's the establishment of the parsha. What does that mean? That's the top line of Rashi. Kilomar, that is to say, Ein hadavar nikar, it's not recognizable, the Shem Parsha Shkolim. If you read from Tetzaveh straight to the first Aliyah of Kisisa, it doesn't look like you're reading Kisisa as a separate thing as Parsha Shkolim. It just looks like Parsha Tetzaveh did not end until the end of the first Aliyah of Kisisa. That's what it looks like. Kilomar, Ein hadavar nikar, the Shem Parsha Shkolim. I'm still in Rashi, top line. El Savri, they're going to think, Shalom Nistayim, Parshas V'yata Tetzaveh, Adkan. They're going to think that Parshas Tetzaveh ends by the word V'asisa, which is really one aliyah into Parshas Kisisa. So therefore, Abaye does not like what Rav Yitzchak Nafla recommends when Parshas Shkolim falls out by Parshas Tetzaveh.
Can you just repeat your translation for that top line?
I don't really have one. I really went backwards. I took Rashi and then I tried to fit it in. And it's not a literal translation. When Rashi says kilomar, that is to say, it means it's not, the literal translation is not, is really not good enough over here to understand what the Gemara is saying. If you want me to try to do it, I'll do it using my kuf rule. They're all the kufs. There are three kufs here, they all mean establish. Ukumi hu deka mukmi hasam. They will establish that the parasha ends over there. So what do you do? El Amar Abaye. So Abaye disagrees. He has his own opinion. Karo Shisa Mivayata Tetzaveh. Read six aliyahs from Ata Tetzaveh Adra Asisa. Meaning read six aliyahs. I don't know how this helps exactly. Oh, I know how it helps. Let's see. Read six aliyahs, but go all the way one aliyah into Kisisa. V'chad Tani v'karim yikisisa ad v'asisa. Basically, double up Parsha Shkolim. That helps because now when you read the last Aliyah, you're reading the first Aliyah from Parshas Kisisa, and you've read it twice, so then everyone understands why you're reading it twice. You're reading it from Parshas Shkolim. So you're going to read it, let's say it's going to be the sixth Aliyah and the seventh Aliyah is going to be the beginning of Kisisa. And that way it's recognizable that this is Parshas Shkolim. Anyone with me? Yeah? We're together? More or less?
Sure.
Okay. Most part. Mesvik. Now we have Akasha. Chalihios. Baparsha hasmuchala. We had this already last week. If Shkolim falls out, on the Parsha HaShavua of Shkolim is hasmuchala. The Parsha HaShavua for Parsha Shkolim is the one next and closest to Kisisa. Bein milefanea, bein milacharea. Whether it's the one before, meaning Tetzaveh, or the one after, meaning Vayakel, Truma Tetzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakel. Okay? It means Parsha, it's a fancy way of saying Parsha Shkolim. Before we discussed Parsha Shkolim falling out on Tetzaveh. Now we bring a Braisa that talks about whether it's Tetzaveh or Vayakel. Okay, we're in the same discussion. What do? Korin osa b'koflin osa. You read it and you double it up. You read it and you repeat it. So does that sound like Abaye's opinion or Rav Yitzchak Nafcha's opinion?
Abaye.
Abaye is what he told us. Read it twice so that's recognizable. That is Parshas Shkolim. So Gemara says, Bishlama l'Abaye nicha. It's good according to Abaye. That is good. Bishlama nicha both basically mean the same thing. It's good according to Abaye. Bishlama l'Abaye nicha. Abaye's opinion is good. It makes sense. Everything fits in nicely. You're doubling it up. Your mom is reading it twice. And Rav Yitzchak Nafcha kasha. But Rav Yitzchak Nafcha has a major kasha over here. Why? Because you're not doubling it up. According to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, the Braisa says double it up.
So the mitzvah is only on Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka?
Yes. Right. That's normally the way it's supposed to be. You have a machlokes, we bring a mesvei, you're supposed to attack one of the opinions. You will find sometimes the mesvei could attack both opinions, but generally, you know, we're trying to prove one opinion, and generally the Tanoim will support one side and attack the other side. So Beish, Lama L'Abaye, Nicha, it's going to go into Abaye, Yalla Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Kasha, Amar Lach, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, U'Labaye, Mi, Nicha! So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka said, wait a second, you think there's a Kasha on me, and it's so smooth for Abaye, according to Abaye, Mi, Nicha, is it smooth? Teinach lefanel. It fits in very smoothly with Abaye when Shkolim falls out on Parshas Tetzaveh. But this Braisa is not talking about only Tetzaveh. It's also talking about Parshas Vayakel. If it's Parshas Vayakel, then it also doesn't fit. Half the Braisa fits into Abaye, but the other half does not. Ella, so Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka says, no, you didn't understand the Braisa. The Braisa, half the Braisa is not a kasha on him, half the Braisa doesn't support him, and the entire Braisa is not a kasha on me. Why? Ella, rather, my Yisrael Lememar, what are you going to say? Kofla bishabosos. When it says double it up, it doesn't mean you double it up on that very same Shabbos, read the same Aliyah twice. Kofla means, even though you read it last week, read it next week. If you didn't read it this week, read it next week. That's what kofla means. It means you're reading the first Aliyah Parshas Kisisa twice. Once as Shkolim, and once when you read Parshas Kisisa. So Achanami, so too over here in our case, kofla bishabosos. It's not a kasha on me. It's not telling me how to read it on that Shabbos that you're reading it twice. He just means that even though you've read it on Parshas Tetzaveh, next week don't start from the second Aliyah. Read it again as Parshas Kisisa. Okay. New topic, sort of. I mean, it's the same. If you got a little bit confused, it's not so difficult. You'll work it out. Let's regroup and continue over here with a new variation of the case. But again, no previous knowledge necessary. Chaliot b'kisisa atzma. What if Parshas Shkolim falls out on Parshas Kisisa itself? How do you handle that? You're reading Kisisa anyway. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka Karushisa Min Vasisa Ad Vayakel. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka says you start Parshas Kisisa from the second Aliyah, you finish the Parsha, and then the last Aliyah you come back and read the first Aliyah. Oh, we didn't read that yet. Again, Karushisa, read six Aliyahs Min Vasisa from the word Vasisa, which is the end of the first Aliyah, meaning start from the second Aliyah. Ad Vayakel, until you get the Parshas Vayakel. V'chad, and then the last Aliyah, Kari, read, Mikisisa, Ad Vasisa. So instead of going 1, 2, 3, until 7, you're going to go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1. And that 1 is going to serve a dual purpose. A, it's Kisisa, I guess, and B, at one and the same time, it serves as Parshas Shkolim. Maskifla, Abaye, Abaye, Zakasha. If you do that, Hashta Amri, now people are going to say, L'mafrehu dekari, that you're reading the Torah out of order. Which is an interesting idea. If you learn the second perek, it brings us there four things that are not allowed to be done out of order. Megillah can't be done out of order, and Shema, and Shemone Esrei, and Halal. Where do we find that Kriyas HaTorah can't be out of order? It's an interesting idea. But here the Gemara sounds like, I'm not telling you any halachas over here, just interesting idea, even though in the second parak they spend a lot of time on the concept of l'mafreya, reading things out of order, reading things backwards. Kriyas HaTorah does not appear over there. Here, you see that there is, Abaye does have a problem, an issue, with reading Aliyahs 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then going back to 1. So what does Abaye recommend? Elam Abaye, Karoshisa Ad Vayakel, read the entire parasha from beginning to end in 6 Aliyahs. And then Bechad, the seventh Aliyah, Tani, repeat, Bekari, Mikisisa, Advasisa. So you're reading 1 through 7, but you're combining the 7 into 6 Aliyahs. And then the seventh Aliyah, you're going back to repeat the first Aliyah. Tani Kavasi Dabaye, we have a Braisa that supports Abaye. Chaliot, Mikisisa, Atzma. If Parashas Shkolim falls out in Parashas Kisisa, Karin Osa, Vekoflin Osa, read it and repeat it. Here you can't say the pshat that we said before that you're doubling it up on different weeks, because there is no different week. Here it's Parshas Kisisa. It means you're doubling it up today, because if you don't double today, you're not going to read it when you read Vayakel. Vayakel has no connection. Shkolim is Parshas Shkolim falls out of Parshas Kisisa. It's in Parshas Kisisa. So if it tells us that you read it and you repeat it, you're doing that all in one Shabbos. Itmar. A new Amoraic statement. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Lios Be'erev Shabbos. Okay, we discussed Rosh Chodesh Adar on Shabbos. We discussed Rosh Chodesh Adar during the week. Now we have a new idea. What if it falls out on Erev Shabbos? So generally, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in the middle of the week, when do we read Parshas Shkalim? When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Parshas Shkalim is on Shabbos. What if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Shabbos before. What if Rosh Chodesh is not till Friday? Are you going to read it before? Are you going to jump back 6 days? Or are you going to read it the next day? That's it, man. It was stated. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday. Rav Omar Makdimin, just like every other day of the week, you read it the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Ushmuel Amar Ma'acharin. And Shmuel tells us that you push it off later to the next day. The next Shabbos. Rav Omar Makdimin. Rav says you have to make it earlier. D'im Kain. Because if so, meaning if you don't make it earlier, if you do the other way, Batri Lehu Yomi Shulchanos. You are lessening the days of the tables. Remember, we spoke out how Parshas Shkalim is supposed to remind us to bring the new Machzor Shekel for the new Karbanos for the new year. We spoke about how that even according to, I think it was Rashbag, the tables are put out 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh. 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And you want to read the Kriya at least 2 weeks before the tables are set up. To remind everyone to bring your Machzor Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash for the new Karbanos, new Karban Tamin for the new year. So Rav says, if you're going to read it later, then you're not going to have a full 2 weeks from the time that you read it until the tables are set up. And we need at least 2 weeks from the time that you read it till the tables are set up. Shmuel says, no, you read it the next day, the next Shabbos. But what about 2 weeks? Doesn't he also require 2 weeks, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel told us, 2 weeks to prepare for the tables? Amar lach, Shmuel will tell you, sof, end, I mean, at the end of the day, chamesar, when are the tables set up? On the 15th day of Adar. So if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Friday, then count 7 and another 7, then the 15th day of Adar is also falling out on Friday. So sof chamesar, the 15th day of Adar, b'mali shabsa mikla. It falls out, mikla falls out on Erev Shabbos. When 15th falls out on Erev Shabbos, they don't set up the tables. Fishul chanos lo nafki, they're not going to take out the money-changing tables, the machzor shekel tables, ad chad b'shaba. They're going to wait until chad b'shabbos, meaning Sunday. Hilkach ma'acharim. So you don't have a problem of lessening. You have less than 2 weeks between the reading of Parsha Zachar and the tables being set up at the Machzor Shekel, because if Rosh Chodesh is Friday, it means that the 15th of Adar is also Friday. If the 15th of Adar is Friday, they're not going to set up the tables until after Shabbos. So you can read on Sunday. I'm sorry, you read the next day, which is Shabbos, and the tables are not going to be set up until 2 weeks and a day later. Now we're going to try and prove from various Tanaitic statements, like Rav or like Shmuel. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Chalios b'tocha Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of Shabbos, Makdimin l'sha'avar, we read Parashat Shkalim before Rosh Chodesh, u'mafsikin l'Shabbos acheres, and then we have a pause, we have a 1 week off, and then we read Parashat Zachar, and then comes Purim. My love, isn't it so? I feel a bit erev Shabbos. When it talks about falling out, B'tocha Shabbos, isn't that also referring to Erev Shabbos? And then our Mishnah would be saying that even when it falls to Erev Shabbos, you read Parsha Shkalim, the Shabbos before. Shmuel says, lo, B'tocha Shabbos dafka. B'tocha Shabbos means the middle of the week. Doesn't include Friday. Friday's not the middle of the week. So that our Mishnah is not a proof either way. Toshma, another proof. Eidri Shabbos Rishona, what's the first week of the four parashios? Kol Shechar Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios B'Socha. The first Shabbos of Parsha Shkolim is when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in that week. V'afilu B'Erev Shabbos, even if it's Erev Shabbos. So Gemara says, my love, isn't it so? Afilu B'Erev Shabbos, Dumya D'Tocha. That Afilu B'Erev Shabbos, in Erev Shabbos, is the same as during the week. Ma tocha makdimin. Just like if it falls out during the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're gonna read Shkolim the Shabbos before. Af Erev Shabbos makdimin. So to Erev Shabbos, you're going to be makdim and read the Shabbos before. If that's the case, it's a kash on Shmuel. Amar Shmuel ba. V'chein tan beri Shmuel ba. What does that mean? So Shmuel basically has a different girsa in this Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the way we read it originally, Ezri Shabbos Rishona, what's the first Shabbos of the four parashios? You with me? I'm back at the Toshma. Kol Shechar Rosh Chodesh Adar Dio B'Tocha, as long as Rosh Chodesh Adar is in the middle of the week, Afilu B'Erev Shabbos, even by Erev Shabbos. So Shmuel doesn't have the word B'Tocha, which means the middle of the week, which compares Erev Shabbos to the rest of the week, just like the rest of the week we read before the Shabbos before, so too Erev Shabbos we read the Shabbos before. Shmuel changes the word, or I don't know if he changes it or get a different gear, so, but it doesn't say B'Tocha as if it says Ba. What's Ba? Let's read it with the word Ba instead of B'Tocha. Kol Shechar Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Ba. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Ba, on Shabbos, so when Parsha Shkalim? On Shabbos. Vafilo Be'erev Shabbos. So what does that mean? If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, when do you read Parsha Shkalim?
Shabbos.
On Shabbos. And then when the Braisa says, Afilu Erev Shabbos, means Erev Shabbos is like Shabbos. Just like if it falls on a Shabbos, read a Shabbos. If it falls on Erev Shabbos, you read it the next day on Shabbos. That's how Shmuel would read that Mishnah / Braisa. Is that our Mishnah? Sort of, yeah. No, Ezri Shabbos Rishona? That's not the... It's a similar idea to our Mishnah. That's not the exact wording of our Mishnah. That's certainly not a feel of Erev Shabbos. This is a Braisa. I feel of Erev Shabbos. So if it says B'Tocha, Erev Shabbos is compared to the word that comes before it. If it's B'Tocha, then just like you always read it the Shabbos before, so too when it falls out on Erev Shabbos, you'd read it the Shabbos before. If it's Ba, then it means Erev, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, you read it on Shabbos. And in Erev Shabbos also, you push it up to the next day and read it on Shabbos, the next Shabbos. Now the Gemara tells us this machlokes tan amoroim is really a machlokes tanoim kitanoi. This is a machlokes tanoim. The Braisa says misargin the Shabbosos divir b'huda nasi. B'huda nasi says you're misargin the Shabbosos. What does that mean? We had this. I don't know. We didn't have it in the fourth parak, but it comes up sirugin. You have that in the second parak. What's sirugin?
I think it's when you're falling asleep.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's when you stop and go.
Wait, no. Yeah, that's Sirugin. Yeah. Very good. Excellent. So, Misargin the Shabbos is Divar Yehuda. So, Rashi says, Misargin, Loshen Sirugin. Kilomar. That is to say, we together? I'm in Rashi, Divar Maskel, Misargin. Loshen Sirugin, which is stop and go. Kilomar, that is to say, says Rashi, Mavsikin l'Shabbosos, Bein Parsha Rishona l'Shniya. You have an interruption. One Shabbos on, one Shabbos off. One Shabbos on, one Shabbos off. Shabbos on, Shkolim. Shabbos off, off. Shabbos on, Zohar. Okay? Let's continue the Rashi. Kishachar Rosh Chodesh Bechol, when Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, so the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh is on for Shkolim. The next Shabbos is off. The Shabbos after that is on for Zohar. Okay, so kishachar rosh chodesh b'chol, when rosh chodesh falls out b'chol, shemakdim in the sha'avar. You go to the earlier shemakdim in the sha'avar. The imkein batri luhu yomi l'shulchanos. Otherwise, you're going to have not going to have enough days, right? You're not going to have a full 2 weeks between the reading and the putting out of the machzor shekel tables. Umafsikin l'shabbos haba, and then you take a vacation the next Shabbos. L'shabbos shlish is karen zachor, and the third Shabbos you're reading zachor. K'day shtei smucha zachor l'purim, because we want zachor to come out right before Purim. Okay, so let's see. Let's see what's going on here. Again, this machlokas Rav and Shmuel. This is machlokas Tanoi. Misargin l'shabbos os divrei Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rav and Shimon Allah Zomer. Ain misargin. We misargin. We're not misargin. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Eimasai ani Omer Ein Misargin. When do I say that you don't have a day off or Shabbos off? Bizman shechalios be'erev Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on erev Shabbos, you don't have a Shabbos off. Why wouldn't you have a Shabbos off? Because I'm not reading the previous Shabbos. I'm reading. Let's say Rosh Chodesh is Aleph. I'm reading on Beis. I'm reading on Beis, and a week later is going to be Tes. And then Purim is going to be Friday. Yadalit, whatever. Yeah, 6 days later. Avah, bizman shechalios betocha Shabbos, but when Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of the week, makdim, you read it earlier, v'kori mi Shabbat she'avra, afapishu shvat. So then you're going to read the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, even though it's Shabbat, it's Shvat, it's not yet Adar, you're reading from the Shabbos before. So here, since we have a machlokas, whether you're misargin or not misargin, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says you always misargin. So that means when Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, you're reading the previous Shabbos. Then you have a Shabbos off. And then you have a Shabbos on. Yeah? And the other man, Amar, Shimon ben Elazar, he says, no, you're no Shabbos off. Because he holds like Shmuel, Ma'acharin. You're going to read on Beis, and then you're going to read on Tes. Test, however, whatever it is, the next Shabbos, 7 days later, right? So you don't have any Shabbos off. There's not enough time for a break. You're having back to back, 2 weeks in a row, Shkalim and Zohar. So it turns out the Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel is also Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Period. We're still here. You had enough? You want to take a break? You want to stop? Or we can continue? Let's go to the next two dads. We want to stop? Okay, we'll stop.
Next
let's stop, because the next one is small. Let's stop here. We need to digest.